1. Militarism and the breakdown of constitutional government. Last week, filled with grief and sorrow for those killed and injured and with anger at those who had done this, I confronted the solemn responsibility of voting to authorize the country to go to war. Some believe this resolution was only symbolic, designed to show national resolve. But I could not ignore that it provided explicit authority under the War Powers Resolution and the Constitution to go to war. It was a blank check to the President to attack anyone involved in the September 11 events, anywhere, in any country, without regard to our nation's long-term foreign policy, economic and national security interests, and without time limit. In granting these overly broad powers, the Congress failed its responsibility to understand the dimensions of its declaration. I could not support such a grant of war-making authority to the President. I believe it would put more innocent lives at risk. Congresswoman Barbara Lee, Democrat from California, the only member of Congress to vote against the transfer of the war power to the President for the invasion of Afghanistan, San Francisco Chronicle, September 23, 2001. One of the oddest features of political life in the United States in the years since the terrorist attacks is how few people have thought or acted like Barbara Lee. The public expresses itself in opinion polls, which some students of politics scrutinize intently. But there is little passion in the society, certainly none proportionate to the threats facing our Democratic Republic. The United States today is like a cruise ship on the Niagara River, upstream of the most spectacular falls in North America. A few people on board have begun to pick up a slight hiss in the background, to observe a faint haze of mist in the air or on their glasses, to note that the river current seems to be running slightly faster. But no one yet seems to have realized that it is almost too late to head for shore. Like the Chinese, Ottoman, Habsburg, Imperial German, Nazi, Imperial Japanese, British, French, Dutch, Portuguese, and Soviet empires in the last century, we are approaching the edge of a huge waterfall and are about to plunge over it. If the American democratic system is no longer working as planned, if the constitutional checks and balances, as well as other structures put in place by the founders to prevent tyranny, are increasingly less operational, we have not completely lacked for witnesses of every stripe, domestic and foreign. General Tommy Franks, commander of the American assault on Baghdad, for instance, went so far as to predict that another serious terrorist attack on the United States would begin to unravel the fabric of our Constitution, and under such circumstances, he was open to the idea that the Constitution could be scrapped in favor of a military form of government. The historian Kevin Baker feared that we are no longer far from the day when, like the Roman Senate in 27 BC, our Congress will take its last meaningful vote and turn over power to a military dictator. In the end, we'll beg for the coup, he wrote.